Just imagine that you're a refugee from a war-ravaged African nation. Your country's in a mess, people are dying, and you're on the run in a jungle from rebel fighters and from forced conscription as a teenager. What could you ever make out of your life under those circumstances? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we continue with the next message in this series called Little People Used by a Big God. And please do stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our latest life application booklet. It's called Taking God at His Word. I'd love to send you a free copy to help you live your life standing firm in the promises of God. Superstar syndrome is something that touches just about every corner of the globe. You know, larger-than-life media personalities that somehow... Well, so many people secretly aspire to that sort of recognition and status. And when we look in the mirror at our faces, we discover not only aren't we like that, but we never will be like that. So is there any hope for little people like you and me? I was talking with a dear friend of mine the other day, Joseph. He lives in Accra in Ghana. He's in his mid-30s, and he has had the most incredibly destructive start to his life. His story begins in Liberia in 1989. At age 12, he was faced with the ravages of war. Now, Joseph is no superstar in the world's eyes. He's one of those little people, but to me, Joseph is a giant. Have a listen to Joseph's story. Joseph's father is a pastor in Liberia. In most parts of the world, pastors don't earn a lot of money. Well, that's especially true in Liberia. At age 12, civil war hits, and Joseph becomes a refugee. Now, I remember my parents, who were in Europe during World War II, talking about what it was like being refugees during wartime. I can't imagine it. I've never experienced it, and I pray to God I never will. But Joseph did. In the West, we so often see images of African refugees and starving African children on television. Most of the people who watch those images on the news day after day, week after week, you know what? Very sadly, become desensitized. Well, in a sense, Joseph is one of those faces. He fled to different countries, Guinea, the Ivory Coast, Ghana, Togo. I gather not with his parents. And at one stage on the Ivory Coast, he lived in a car for almost a year with some other kids. Today, many years on, he still talks about those days with some difficulty. When he was in Guinea, he spent days and nights in the forest hiding, escaping from forced recruitment as a rebel fighter. Remember, he's 12 or 13 years old. He was hunted like an animal. He recalls living on a riverbank with lots of other kids his age and then fleeing into yet another country. I, for one, cannot begin to imagine the trauma of that. Can you? I first met Joseph a few years ago at a broadcasting conference in the United Kingdom in Stoke-on-Trent. It was kind of a chance meeting. And then what struck me about Joseph when I first met him was the sparkle in his eyes. I guess it was accentuated by the deep blackness of his skin. When we got talking, I had no idea about his background or even his current situation. Joseph is a gifted trainer and a facilitator who's dedicated his life to sharing the love of Jesus through media across Africa. He was so excited to meet me. He interviewed me for a radio program. He was excited with what I was doing. He listened to the radio programs I was producing back then and listened to what we were doing on the internet and had a look at one of our internet sites. He's just an overwhelmingly delightful, enthusiastic young man. And so the conference finishes and we head back to our respective homes. He went back to South Africa and I went back home to Australia. Now, I don't know if you've ever done conferences before, but how it normally works is this. People make all sorts of promises. I'll keep in touch with you. We'll catch up. We'll do this. We'll do that together. That's what they do at conferences. And yet 99% of them never do what they said. So Joseph went back to South Africa, and I thought, oh, well, I might hear from him again, and I might not. Well, Joseph really made a point of connecting with me. Joseph made a point of not only connecting with me, but trying to connect me with people of influence that he knew across Africa, with his boss where he worked, with 30 or 40 radio stations right across the continent. And still, I had no idea of the circumstances in his life right at that time. In fact, it was only much later that the life story of this bright-eyed, well-dressed, enthusiastic connector of people came to light. Today, as I said, Joseph is connecting us with dozens of radio stations around Africa. So that this program right now is being heard, listen to this, by millions of people across Africa. here's this little person, a person that most of us will never, ever meet, Joseph, having an influence in the lives of countless people. Isn't that exciting? Well, what's the point? The point is this. Joseph is one of the little people. He looks a bit like Tiger Woods, the American golfer, but I can tell you, he doesn't get paid $130 million a year to wear a certain brand of sporting clothes. He's a little person with a terribly tragic background, and right now, his current circumstances are that he's not particularly well off at all. I didn't find that out until someone else from Ireland, of all places, visited me who knew Joseph and who told me the story. Joseph back then was working 15, 16 hours a day and then working all weekend in order to make ends meet. Yet he had this deep passion and faith in Jesus. He had this sparkle in his eyes, the sort of sparkle you see from someone who knows Jesus. Joseph could have let his background get him down. He could have let his finances back then get him down. But I know, this guy had a fire in his heart. He had a sparkle in his eye. He had a smile on his face. And when I met Joseph at that conference in the UK, he was smartly dressed. I would never have guessed what his background was, and he came with the attitude, I am here to serve. God took that young man and taught me a thing or two. God took that young man and made him a superstar in my life. God took that young man and used him to reach millions of people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. This little person, Joseph, is loved by God. This little person, Joseph, is used by a big God. And my prayer is that you find Joseph's story a blessing and an inspiration. But it's not the main point of the story, because this is not just a story about Joseph. This is also God's story. This is the story about a real God who places his real grace into the life of a real person who was a refugee, a person who was hunted like an animal, a person who had fled from wars. This is a story about a God who loves Joseph so much that he would pour his own spirit into that young man and give him that smile on his face and put that sparkle in his eyes. This is about a God who takes a life from such incredible adversity and says, this Joseph, he's one of mine. This Joseph is someone who will glorify me on this earth. This is a story about God's grace. And as I read through the Bible and I see how different people reacted to God, how different people interacted with God, what I see is God's story woven through all of that. Joseph has a namesake in the Old Testament. There's a Joseph in the Old Testament in the book of Genesis. You read through the second half of that book of Genesis and you read about Joseph, who was Jacob's son, who was Isaac's son, who was Abraham's son. And this Joseph in the Bible had a life of adversity. And he just carried on and followed God and loved God. And God used that Joseph mightily, just as I believe God is using our Joseph in Africa mightily. When we look at our lives and sometimes our circumstances, we see adversity. We look at ourselves and say, well, I'm not a superstar. I don't have what it takes to do the superstar thing. I think we're kidding ourselves. I think we're missing out on the whole point of God's story right through the Bible, which is that God takes little people like you and like me and like Joseph, little people who make a decision to follow after God, just simply with who they are and what they are and what they have. And God uses people like that mightily, just as he used Joseph. Now, before we part ways, there's something important that I'd like to share with you. Following Jesus means going against the flow in a society that's increasingly headed in the opposite direction. That's not easy. It's not easy to believe in the promises of God when the world's telling you that they're not true. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Taking God at His Word, and it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you live your life standing firm in the promises of God. In fact, at the end of each chapter, you'll find some life application questions to actually help you think through and apply the Word of God right into the realities of your life. To request your free copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.